This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Hi, hey, and hello again. How in the world are you today? We're going to be talking this morning about Operation Stand Down and how that group is working to help our veterans in the community. J.C. Smith is with us. J.C. is the Outreach and Job Development Coordinator with Operation Stand Down. J.C., good to have you with us here in the borough today.
Good morning, Bart. Good to be here.
I tell you, J.C. and I ran into each other at a meeting in which we were both involved, and he had the most wonderful story to tell that I thought we've got to get him on the radio to share some of the things that he is doing, especially with Operation Stand Down. And we really appreciate your taking time to come up and join us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Now, first of all, let's get a good firm grip on what is Operation Stand Down.
Well, Operation Stand Down started about 19 years ago as an annual event. It was a three-day respite for veterans, homeless veterans, and kind of a one-stop shop. The veterans would come by and spend the night, a couple of nights in a tent, and about 40 community agencies got together and provided all types of different services for them, usually on a weekend, usually in the coldest months of the year. And we got them off the street, got them clothed, got them some medical assistance. You name it, I mean, we tried to do it. Entertainment, feeding. Since then, back about 11 years ago, it became a full-service agency. With the help of a few very good people and some agencies in Nashville. And we now serve about 2,000 vets a year, homeless, unemployed, underemployed, you name it. We try to be the bridge to get veterans back on their feet. I guess my motivation is that homeless and veterans shouldn't be in the same sentence.
Now, with the number of people coming back from the Middle East now and the employment situation already fragile, I guess is that's putting it mildly.
Yes.
You have some real challenges ahead.
Yeah, the numbers are a little bit worse for veterans. Last I heard, the national percentage or rate of unemployment was around 9.6. And for veterans, it's in the neighborhood of 12 and 13. It's been hovering right around there. It is a little bit harder for veterans. I think a lot of that might be due to just the transition from veteran life to civilian life, and also the transition of veteran skills and experiences to civilian skills and experiences.
Now, if a person who runs a business comes over to you and they say, J.C., I need some, you know, whatever, and they describe some skills that they need. Do you have a way to place veterans with that person who's looking for people?
Oh, definitely. Operation Stand Down has one of the highest rated employment services in the country. We've been awarded many, many years. And I think it's due because most of us are veterans. Well, all of us are veterans, actually, at Operation Stand Down. And we know what translates well. In terms of background in military life and back into the civilian world. We also know that veterans come with a specific set of innate and trained skills, you know, the honor and teamwork and those types of things that are just naturally a part of being a military serviceman. So, yeah, it's not a hard sell once we get in the door. I think the main issue for me lately has been getting veterans that second look. They looked twice. They're pretty much going to hire a veteran.
Now, the federal government has occasionally been offering some incentives for persons who've been out of a job for so many months and things of that sort. But that's just for the regular working group here in the United States. Special incentives, tax savings, things of that sort.
Yes.
If you hire a veteran, do those same figures fall into place, or do you have some other savings? Or
actually, there are some tax benefits to hiring veterans, especially if they've been out of work for 6 months or more. The Work Opportunity Tax Credit (WOTC) program, and I can't quote you the exact amount of dollars that a business would gain or save, but it's in the thousands of dollars, and there's also different types of credits that can be offered along with employment for veterans, depending upon their situation as far as the length of unemployment. There are other things concerning backgrounds. Just so happens that a lot of times we have people who have criminal backgrounds, which are very difficult to place. And so there has to be some kind of recognition of that for us and also for the community, that sometimes backgrounds don't make the person. I mean, they do have a lot to do with the person's experience and their life, but, you know, a lot of people are motivated beyond just what happened 10, 20 years ago.
Now, we are very fortunate here in our community having the Alvin C. York VA Medical Center.
Yes.
And that has a population of people who I would guess would fall into the Operation Stand Down group, where they are employable, they have skills, they just don't have a job.
Yes, definitely.
And have not had one for and we're talking not just the Middle East War, but you can go back.
I've met veterans all the way back to World War II, and it is an honor to do that. We have a relationship with the VA, of course. We're not the government. We are a nonprofit veteran service agency, but we've got an outreach coordinator who comes down to Murfreesboro about twice a month and visits the Alvin C. York and other institutions around in and around Murfreesboro. We do also at Operation Stand Down have other programs. We have a transitional housing program for those veterans who may be at that spot where they have lost their homes or relationships or whatever trauma might have occurred. And for whatever reasons, we try to help them through it. We try to be that resource that builds them back up. Our executive director, Bill Burley, is always kind of imparted his wisdom in terms of how we're directed, and he says, you know, we're not there to give them the fish. We're there to teach them how to.
That's what's important.
Definitely.
Now, JC, so many of the people may not realize they have a problem when they come back, and their family may not realize that. Their family's just so happy to see them, they overlook everything. But when they see the problem, sometimes it's too late. If we could see that problem before it got too late, it would be so much better. And what are some of the things? There are bound to be some things we need to look for.
Yeah, some signs. I agree, and you're exactly right, Bart. I myself am a Vietnam-era vet and do have a diagnosis of PTSD. I'm also a recovering alcoholic. And I think we might have discussed that at the last time we saw each other.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm very proud of the fact that in October I'll celebrate 17 years without a drink or a drug in my system.
And congratulations.
It's a miracle. It truly does put a new light, a new perspective on life itself. And during that process, I actually got into counseling, substance abuse counseling myself, working with veterans. It has been a very inspiring thing, and it's very hard to tell someone that they have a mental health issue, especially a veteran, because veterans are very proud people, and you don't approach that, you know, just roughly. You have to almost let them recognize the situation, and what we have found One of the oldest, I guess, ways of diagnosis is self-diagnosis. And when you admit to having some issues yourself, then the veteran that I deal with or we deal with as an agency tend to open up. If they can see it in someone else, they can see it in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, diseases like PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, are masked not only by lifestyle and time, but also people tend to self-medicate, which brings about other issues, codependency issues with alcohol and drugs. I myself didn't find out I had PTSD until about 10 years after I had gotten sober. So it you're exactly right. There is the condition of denial, which is a symptom of the disease itself. In order to recognize it, family members need to look out for things like, the inability to sleep up and down during the night, having anxieties in crowds and enclosed spaces. I used to get up and do a perimeter check at my house 2-3 in the morning. I think that kind of gave it away for my ex-wife, but I still didn't know what was going on other than we needed to do a check about 2 or 3 a.m. every night. And so it is very prevalent. It is more recognizable now than it has been in the past. It used to be called shell shock when we were coming out of Vietnam in 70. I came out in 75, and it really wasn't diagnosed that much then. It's really picked up a whole lot since 9/11, of course, which the 10-year is coming up pretty soon on that. And I just recognized that the other day, and that always brings up acute memories. And I think that's one of the aspects of PTSD itself, is that acute memory disorder.
Now, for people who are listening and they're thinking, he is describing our house. He's describing what's happening here. And a lot of people can relate to this, and they're thinking, I'm afraid.
Yes.
If a person's doing a perimeter check at 2 o'clock in the morning around the house, it's a little different.
Yes.
Is the family safe?
Yes. Yes, I would say so. And in 9 times out of 10 cases, the family is very safe. And also, I'd like to say that because it is a mental health disorder, a chemical imbalance, that it is very treatable. I haven't had any symptoms in probably 7 years now. And I have to say that it was because not only did I recognize there were some other things going on with me, that the treatment and diagnosis of PTSD now is so much more comprehensive. They have a great clinic at the VA. It's not a thing of shame as it used to be. It used to be a label, persons having any kind of mental health disorders. I mean, you automatically think, well, that's a sick person. But no, it's just mainly an acute awareness of your surroundings, an anxiety of things more so than a fear.
But you mentioned the person who has PTSD, they have to admit it to themselves first.
Yes, sir.
And it's like the old thing, you can't lead a horse to water and make him drink.
Well, they usually will understand that they have some issues. I guess it would be the fact that you're tired all the time because you're kind of hypersensitive,
mm-hmm.
Hyper aware of things. And I would suggest that they, go to the VA and ask some questions about it. It is not a life-threatening or terminal type of disease. But it can influence your lifestyle so negatively. And I can't see anyone not wanting to get rid of some of those issues that may be barriers for them having a fulfilling, serene lifestyle, especially after coming back from battle combat situations. The one thing that we as a group have always strived for is that feeling of peace and serenity, and a lot of us don't even know that until it's almost uncomfortable when you come back because your adrenaline has been going so high, and you come back to civilian life and people are driving around at speed limits, and you know, and they're smiling at each other, and nobody's ducking around corners, and that's just a huge transition.
Well, I would guess another transition would be you have been away out of the picture for a period of time. And while you were away here at home, your spouse, your children, if you have children, your friends, the neighbors, all of them have been continuing life. And the two of you have been going in different areas, and suddenly you're back home, and they're continuing to move forward at the same rate, and you're trying to sort of gel with the community.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's probably hard to do, I would think.
Oh, it's very difficult. I think, you know, especially being a veteran myself and having gone through that transition, but 20-plus years ago, my goodness, 30-plus years ago, excuse me.
Time flies.
Yeah. I see the kids now, and I call them kids. They're grown men and women, but, I mean, to me, they're still children, and they come back, and they're 20, and we got one guy in the stand down right now. He's 19 years old, and I know that not only does he have the energy of a young man, a 19-year-old, he also has the experience of somebody who may have seen some very traumatic, horrific events. That's a lot to take for a young psyche, a young emotional development. And usually those clients do have symptoms of PTSD. And so we're trained to recognize it. And, you know, I would hope that if they don't want to go to the VA, they can always call me, you know, or anybody at Operation Stand Down, because we all have those experiences. And I might want to add that Operation Stand Down Nashville, our telephone number is 248-1981. That's area code 615-248-1981. And veterans can call us for just about everything. I've had calls, you know, just to ask me where the VA was in Murfreesboro. At my office in Nashville, and I'm glad to give them that kind of information.
Sometimes people just need somebody to listen.
Oh, that's exactly right, and I think that's where we excel at Operation Stand Down. We are great listeners, and I think it's because we do have a shared experience.
248-1981.
Yes, sir.
That's the number for Operation Stand Down. We're going to pause for just a few moments. We'll be back, perhaps. Perhaps JC has been describing situations in your family, and you have some questions. Maybe you have some observations or comments. We're going to open up the phone lines during the next segment. If you have any questions, comments, call us quickly. 893-1450 is the number, 893-1450. JC Smith is with us, Outreach and Job Development Coordinator for Operation Stand Down, helping veterans reestablish ties with their family and the community. We'll be right back.
From the tallest tower in the city limits of Murfreesboro to every radio in the land, WGNS AM/FM is everywhere you need us to be.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been part of the Ford family for almost 6 years now, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Same employees, same great service. Ford of Murfreesboro, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Family Staffing Solutions.
Family Staffing has been a fantastic experience for me. I don't know what I would have done without them.
Stay independent, at home, in charge.
They have given me hope when I didn't think there was any hope.
It's just the most involved kind of relationship, and when it works, it is so beautiful.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best. Call 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Robert's Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Tune-ups, oil changes, auto repair. 896-1407. Robert's Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We're starting to see some heavy rush hour volume picking up along Interstate 24 as you're headed through Smyrna into Davidson County. So be careful out there on this Friday morning commute. Also seeing heavy traffic developing on Murfreesboro Road through Smyrna and Laverne and all points of access to the interstate. Very busy, especially there at Old Fort Parkway. Heads of Hair Salon is barbers, hair designers, and colors for the entire family. 9 locations, sensibly priced for over 30 years. Go online, headsofhaircuttingsalon.com. I'm Charlie Sonny, and that's WGNS Traffic.
Let's look at the Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area today, a high temperature near 93. Mostly clear skies for tonight, 67 for your low. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, it's 75.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Action Line. Weekday mornings at 8:10 and Rutherford Issues afternoons at 3 on WGNS Murfreesboro. AM 1450, FM 100.5 and 101.9.
Keep it, I love the first sight.
Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
When you turn out the light,
I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends.
A little help from your friends, that's what life is all about. And that's what Operation Stand Down is all about. If you need anybody, they're there for you. Operation Stand Down. And now we're going to open up the phone lines. If you have any questions or comments, call us at 893-1450. J.C. Smith is with us this morning, and he's here to help you. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yeah, we're going to be broadcasting tonight.
That is a great question, and I'm not sure I'm prepared to answer that question. Let me see if I can find out for you. The game this evening, the $64,000 question. I wonder if I get that prize, if I get it right. The game for, I can tell you tomorrow night, it's Riverdale at St. Xavier in Louisville. And tonight, Friday night's game, Smyrna at Brentwood. Did we get a prize?
Sounds like a good one to me.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have that game, Smyrna at Brentwood. I wasn't ready for that question. Maybe if you could ask us another question. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have a question this morning dealing with Operation Stand Down, dealing maybe with your concern over some veterans who have just come back. And we have so many veterans, especially here in the area. We have the National Guard unit in Smyrna, the helicopter unit. We have the military police unit here in Murfreesboro. Those people have gone through some changes in their lives. I mean, you're talking about a deployment that takes them away from what we see as the normal routine of life.
Yeah, gone through, going through, and will be going through for a while.
And it's really difficult. I think people don't realize. And I think perhaps the Middle East war has been more difficult than some previous wars. Not that people didn't go through, you know, treacherous things then, but this just seems to be more so.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bart. I have noticed that there are multiple deployments, tours in this past war and Gulf War included. Some of these kids are going back 3-4 times where back when I was in. If you had one tour, you could leave the service. Now they're actually calling them back in and over and over and over again, and I can't even imagine what that would be like as far as my mental and emotional health would be concerned.
And they're coming back with more injuries, more severe injuries. Our medical science is able to do wonders, and they are doing wonders. We were involved in a local race here called the Fenton Payne and Fred 5K race last weekend. And there was one person in there who had served, and he had lost both of his legs and was doing a phenomenal job of running that race.
Yes.
And when talking with him, you know, he said, hey, I'm not here to change my life. Life goes on. I just wanted to come back and be with my family and do what everybody else is doing. And he had those spring artificial
prosthetics.
Phenomenal.
The medical technology is outstanding. It's just incredible what they're doing. But when you lose a limb or something so visually affected, you know, that's not where the real scars might be. There's so much more involved in that. And yeah, we are saving probably more injured and wounded soldiers than ever. You know, we may be able to patch up and get them moving and mobile again. But mental health and emotional issues are far deeper and far more influential with a lifestyle than just a limb.
J.C., I understand there are some really new programs that are being put into practice at Operation Standout that are making a difference for these people. Tell us about some of those.
Well, we just had last week, actually, Bart, a Patriot Partnership Career Fair. And it was our second one. We're trying to do it quarterly. And we entertained probably some 100-plus unemployed veterans in that day. 8 veterans got hired on the spot. I mean, it was a very a beautiful thing. I felt so good about the fact that there were some opportunities not just offered, but opportunities seized. In our employment department, we do have what we call the Mission Green training. We're focusing on the energy and the environment there as far as training and getting some new skills for these veterans coming back, because that's the direction that we believe this country is going in. And we're going to need more people trained with backgrounds in weatherization and solar energy and all of those things that are coming down the pike, and we want them to be ready. You know, like I said, you know, we believe in building that bridge, you know, to give that veteran the support and the resources needed to make that next step. But they have to make the step. And, you know, we've been very creative. We just opened up a thrift store as a part of Operation Stand Down's support network. And
where is that?
It's actually in the same building. It's right next to us on 12th Avenue South and Edge Hill in Nashville. And and its purpose mainly is for training for veterans, and also it still provides free clothing for veterans who may need it, especially for work interviews and those types of things. So we're trying to widen our support efforts, you know, trying to be creative, trying to fill the needs, the gaps that are out there. And you know, there's so many things going on. I just wish people would just give me a call, stop in sometime, you know. And you don't even have to be a veteran. I mean, we are a community agency.
Now, the high-tech military that we have these days has to be turning out veterans who have phenomenal skills.
I mean,
you can say, well, how could, you know, running a helicopter or you know, something of that sort benefit my clothing store or whatever.
Yeah.
Everything is technology driven today, and they all have certain things in common.
I agree totally, and I think it's kind of the fault of the media. When we see veterans on TV and commercials, we see some kid that's armored up and he's carrying one of those 25-pound M60 grenade launchers, and and they all got swords and they're standing straight, and you can't relate that to the guy that's going to be a radio announcer. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't seem to fit. But those technical skills that are involved in, let's say, a helicopter maintenance guy, or a flight line guy, or even a tank commander, you're right. They are so far beyond us technically, in terms of military to civilian. When they come back, they're actually a few steps beyond. And most people don't understand that because they can't relate all those computer systems now that they have to deal with on a daily basis. These kids today are, I am so impressed with their kinds of skills and experiences, and I just, I sometimes grimace at some of the questions that I'm asked by businesses in terms of, well, can they do the job? Yes, he could do the job. He could probably take yours, but...
You don't want to tell him that.
I don't want to tell him that, no.
J.C., let's take a call here. You're on WGNS with J.C. Smith. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
Doing great, thank you.
Well, I was just listening to your program, and I was very pleased to hear that someone is taking up interest in the veterans. I operate a home for disabled veterans and have been working with them for many years. And sometimes my fellows just need the community to help them. They're connected with the VA, but sometimes the VA moves kind of slow, and they always need something type of community involvement and to help them get outside of the home and,
yes, ma'am,
and do other things to kind of develop their interests even further. And I was just glad to hear of a program, and I'd like to get my home involved with it.
Well, I'd love to hear from you. And we gave out the number a little bit earlier, 615-248-1981. We do have a lot of relationships with transitional living houses, halfway houses, of course, with the VA. We know that building a bridge with the community is the way that we will be able to best serve our veterans. I definitely would love to hear from you and would love to share some experiences, strength, and hope for our veterans today.
Ma'am, what motivated you to dedicate your life to helping veterans? Because if you have your home for veterans, you've dedicated your life for these folks.
Well, actually, my grandparents started the home in 1967.
Wow.
And we just have taken in veterans, and they've actually just, some of them have been a part of our family. We've had one fellow here, he's 82 years old now, and he's been here since he was in his 20s.
Wow.
Oh, my. That's awesome.
What
That's
a
beautiful.
Wonderful story you must have.
It's quite an adventure. It is. It's a lot. We've always said we could write a book on some of the experiences we've had with the fellows, but my grandparents, this was what they dedicated their life to, and the family just kind of works with them, and we've operated this home for many years.
You've seen people come and go, become successful, and I guess some that were less successful, but you've made
yes.
friends and helped friends.
We have. We've seen some go back home. Some have gone on in many other avenues, and as soon as, when they get able to leave here and do other things, they keep in contact with us, and some the families we've known for years.
Wow.
Yeah, I understand it. I guess working for a nonprofit, I don't even like to call it a nonprofit anymore. It's there's a social profit involved. There's a profit of the heart involved, because when you've helped somebody, been a part of somebody's life changing, and they come back a few years later and they're back with their families and they have a productive part in the community and their life is fulfilled. You can't put a dollar amount
no.
on that. That is a gift from God. There's no,
no
doubt
the
about
money
it.
Never measures up to what we have to do for these fellows. And what they've done, the sacrifices they've made to protect us, we've always felt a special bond to to just help them and do whatever we can to help them to live their life as best as they possibly can.
Very definitely. Thank you for sharing with us this morning.
You're welcome.
And I look forward to hearing from you. I'd love to hear from you.
I sure will. I'll give you a call.
All right.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
We have guardian angels all around the community.
Yes.
And that was one of those we heard from this morning. And let me give your phone number out once again, JC, for anyone who needs assistance, if you have questions, if you have a loved one who is a veteran and you feel that this is something that they could benefit from, JC's phone number, and it's a Nashville number, and that means it's free to call, 615 area code, same as ours, 248-1981, 248-1981. We're talking about Operation Stand Down, a program that is reestablishing the veterans to their homes, to their lives here at home, and they've been working at this since 1993. I tell you, I'm so impressed with that last listener who called in. Her family's been doing it since the 60s, since the Vietnam War.
Yes.
Wow. We'll be right back. Stay with us. If you have a call, if you have a comment, call us. 893-1450.
FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. We are WGNS Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire, inviting you to come to our annual Labor Day tire blowout sale. All tires sold at cost Friday, September 2nd, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, September 3rd, 7 a.m. to noon. Free food, free alignment checks both days, buy now and install later. Buy any four Michelin tires and receive a $70 MasterCard rebate.
Hi, this is Joe at Southeastern Tire. We employ ASC certified technicians. We are a full service auto repair facility. We are located between Kmart and Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I had a very serious accident. I had Family Staffing come to me, and they have reached out. They have touched me in every way that they possibly could touch my heart.
Family Staffing Solutions, personal care assistance at its best.
It's an opportunity for all of us to enjoy the aging process.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions, 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
Weather Eye.
The weather brought to you by Bell Furniture.
We'll have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area today, a high temperature near 93. Mostly clear skies for tonight, 67 for your low. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Right now it's 75.
Maybe you need a new mattress. You can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen, Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen-size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, WGNS, Murfreesboro. We cover Rutherford County. ABC News covers the world.
Back again. We only have about 10 minutes left in the program, so if you have a question or comment, dial quickly. 893-1450.
Don't you know I can't take it? Do, 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 do. I don't know who can. Do, 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 do. I'm not gonna make it. Do, 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 I'm not that kind of man.
You know, sometimes you may be saying those words to yourself, and that's where Operation Stand Down is here to help you. J.C. Smith is telling us about that program this morning, and let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with J.C. Smith. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Bart, and how are you?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
Yes, Bart. I was so pleased to hear that the gentleman there came on concerning the veterans, because I grew up in a military family, and it's really heartbreaking now to see our men and women, you know, that are in the military, that when they get out, they're homeless, they're not able to get the medical and even psychological help that they need. We're kind of, this country's kind of backwards. We need to make our military people one of our top priorities.
Amen.
You know, because they are doing something that maybe you and I would not do. You know, I have nieces, nephews that are serving now in Afghanistan. You know, my niece went to Vanderbilt, got a very good education, but when she graduated, there was nothing out here for them. And that's like the veterans. They're coming back, mm-hmm. and then them and their family, you know, can't find anything. Some of them, you know, maybe have to resort to living in shelters and things like that. And, you know, I'm going to say something that's probably going to rub somebody the wrong way is, you know, instead of us just making sure that there are people here who are just using the government assistance like a revolving door, we should put our veterans at the top of our list because, see, some of them don't come back home whole, and some, you know, come back, they're stretched out, and they've given the ultimate sacrifice so you and I can have a good night's sleep. And I just thank him, and I hope God will continue to bless him in any way that our veterans can be helped. And you all have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. You have a super day.
That lady gave me chills, man.
We got wonderful people here in the community, I tell you, just phenomenal people. And that's what makes your job worthwhile. People were saying about the money. It's not the money.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No. I mean, and the lady who called in earlier with the home for veterans, a person who came there when they were 20-something years old and now into old age. That's a family member.
You know, Bart, I've been all over the world and have lived in other places other than the Middle Tennessee area. There are no better, more supportive, community active, volunteerism, you name it. This community is probably the most godly I've ever been in my life.
Wonderful,
and that's why I'm here.
Wonderful, caring people. Good morning. You're on WGNS with JC. How are you?
I am doing well, Bart. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, I'm calling to tell you, I was driving back from a reunion group meeting I meet with on Friday mornings at Trinity. There's about 8 or 10 of us meet over there talking about when we were closest to Jesus this past week. And, of course, I turn my radio on WGNS when we leave there. And I heard a remark made about AA.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've got two sons. One is a Methodist minister, ordained Methodist minister. The other one is works as a butcher at Publix over in Brentwood, and he has a little problem with alcohol. He has twice in his life, and but I heard you talking about AA, and I want to tell you what Billy Graham said about the closest knit group in the world, in his opinion, was the AA. Says those people are all alcoholics. Once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. We can call it reforming or whatever, but they'll always be classified as alcoholics. And he says they are the closest knit bunch. Said they'll come to see you 24 hours a day if you need help. Said just call them, and said they'll go through the snow, the ice, or anything to come and help you. And I just thought that was a blessing to hear that from Billy Graham.
Oh. Absolutely. JC, that happened to you, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, one of the things we do at Operation Stand Now, we have recovery meetings, which are based on AA's 12-step principles. We have a Veterans in Recovery meeting on Tuesday nights. We have a Veterans Cafe on Thursday night. We are trying to reach out in every way to make that veteran whole, to give him all of the things, all of the resources he needs. And you're exactly right. AA, for me, was a kind of a spiritual kindergarten. It got me back in touch with my God. And I did stray for a little while, but I promise you, once you get back into the house, is no other comfort better in the world.
I don't believe you can make it without AA. I think you need that companionship and that loyalty from people that are just like you. I believe that strongly, Barn.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for the program this morning, and may God bless you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir. God bless you as well. And you're right again, and I think that's why we're so strong in our capacity to help veterans, is because we are veterans as well. And people with similar backgrounds and experiences tend to be able to do more and be heard by people with similar backgrounds and experiences.
I think you will agree we cannot give that phone number out enough. Let's pass that phone number again. If you have any questions, if you're concerned about a loved one, maybe it's you. Call this number. What is the number?
248-1981. And we are located on 12th Avenue South in Edge Hill in Nashville, Tennessee. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4 p.m. And please, if you know a veteran, if you are a veteran, if you love a veteran and they need some help, then please ask them to give us a call. It's all at no cost to the veteran, and we're not the government. We are veterans helping veterans.
248-1981, that's the number. And by the way, if you missed the number and you're needing it, call us later on at your convenience here at the radio station. We will pass it on. And I will mention this also, because this is something relatively new that we're doing. These programs, like this one, on WGNS, we are recording those, and they are on our website under what's called a podcast. And you can listen to them later on at your convenience. If there's somebody in your family that you want to hear something, there's something in there that you feel they need to hear, that is there for you to play for them whenever they want to hear it. Tonight, tomorrow, a week later, 3 o'clock in the morning if they want it. And from what you're saying, you never know when that time is.
No,
but
exactly
they're
right.
The ones who have to make the decision when the time is right.
The most difficult part of my job, Bart, is convincing a veteran that we can help them. Veterans are so well-trained to take care of themselves, to survive. And so they will, you know, go to the last, the bottom. And still not ask for help. And so it's my job to convince them that, you know, asking for help is not a weakness. It is a part of humanity. It's what we do. It's what we're supposed to do.
J.C. Smith has been our guest today. He is the Outreach and Job Development Coordinator for Operation Stand Down, helping the community reestablish ties with its veterans. And there are people listening right now. I know it. Who need your help. There are families who are beside themselves, not knowing where to turn, knowing something is wrong, and JC is here to help you. The whole program, Operation Stand Down, is here to help you. That number again, 248-1981. JC, thank you for being with us and sharing this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
JC Smith visiting with us this morning here on WGNS.